The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the second chapter, beginning verse 23. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him?" And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again, not only to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, but to also observe it and to obey it, as we rest from all of our labors during the last 6 days of the week. The words of the Old Testament psalmist, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" And then the words of Martin Luther, "To hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the Old Testament lesson, Deuteronomy chapter 5, with special attention to verses 12 and 13. "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy." That is a wonderful message on this Sunday morning, as we once again worship our Lord Jesus Christ and indeed observe the Sabbath to keep it holy. As a matter of fact, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, we gather together here at Shepherd in the Pines in order to worship, praise, pray, thank our Lord Jesus Christ for all the gifts and blessings He has given us during the last 6 days of the week, as we labored with our hands, whether at home, at work, at school, at church, or anywhere else. The words of the psalmist in chapter 122, verse 1, and printed every Sunday on the cover of our bulletin, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" And then the words of Martin Luther, "To hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it." Yes, it certainly reminds us again of the third commandment of our Lord, doesn't it? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then the explanation given by Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, "We should fear and love God, that we may not despise preaching and His word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it." "Yes, I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" As a matter of fact, the third commandment of our Lord is the only commandment of all the Ten Commandments in which God doesn't say, you shall not. But instead, he uses the verb, remember. In the book of Exodus, and the verb absorb in the book of Deuteronomy. And that's precisely what the people of Israel were commanded to do. When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses at the top of Mount Sinai, and as we read in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 10, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. We find similar words again in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, which serves as our text for today. Yes, it says observe instead of remember. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then Moses goes on to add the following words, as the Lord your God has commanded you. And then with the same words we find in Exodus, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Yes, the Sabbath, which is a day of rest on the seventh day, is to always be kept holy. And yet, even though they are very similar verbs, the verb remember in Exodus is associated with the creation of the world, as we read in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. As a matter of fact, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11 is a direct reference to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Listen to what it says. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. For as in the book of Deuteronomy, in our text for today, the verb observe is associated with the liberation of the people of Israel from the slavery and bondage of Egypt, and thus redemption. As we read in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15, listen to what it says. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. In other words, whereas in Exodus chapter 20 we have the proclamation of the Ten Commandments, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, we have the reaffirmation of the Ten Commandments. And yet in both Exodus and Deuteronomy, the people of Israel were clearly told to obey all of the Ten Commandments, especially the third commandment. Not only to remember it because of creation, but to also observe it because of salvation that comes down from God. In addition to that, in Genesis and Exodus, we also find the verb rested. God rested, not because he was tired, but because he was delighted with all of his creation in 6 days from all of his work and it was good. And that is precisely what you and I are encouraged to do every Sunday as we celebrate the Sabbath. Not only remembrance of Jesus' glorious and triumphant resurrection from the grave, but also in obedience to the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In other words, not only to remember and to observe the Sabbath, but to obey it. As we rest on the Sabbath from all of our labors, to keep it holy, and not to work on the Sabbath day if possible. As a matter of fact, Jesus set the example for us early on at the age of 12. We read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 41 that Jesus made it very clear on the importance of going to the temple, especially when they went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And after having worshipped and celebrated for 7 days, Jesus' family, Mary and Joseph, returned home to Nazareth without Jesus, who stayed behind in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, his parents were not aware of the fact of his absence until they traveled a day's journey. So they went back to Jerusalem, and after 3 days of searching for Jesus, they finally found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Yes, we are reminded of how important it is to keep the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. To remember that we are also a slave, not in the land of Egypt, as the people of Israel were, but a slave because of our own sins and iniquities. As we confessed again this morning, most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may not delight in your will. Yes, delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. And as God freed the people of Israel and brought them out of their slavery and bondage in Egypt, God has also freed us from the slavery and bondage of our own sins and iniquities through the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all sins and unrighteousness. Yes, may God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit today, not only to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but as we also observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. I'm always reminded of the question Mary asked Jesus when they finally found him in the temple. Son, your Father and I have been looking for you anxiously. And what was Jesus' response to them? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? Yes, Jesus wasn't anxious and he wasn't distressed. He wasn't disrespectful or disobedient to his father and mother. No, he was obeying the Father to keep the Sabbath day holy. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. To your temple, Lord, I come, for it is my worship home. This earth has no better place. Here I see my Savior's face. Yes, here in church. We see our Savior's face as Jesus touches us with the scars of the nails in His hands and His feet during the Holy Sacrament. Yes, Jesus offers us His true body and His true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins as He touches us with His love and His forgiveness. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us for His Holy Spirit as we observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord," and to hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. The words we sang during the last verse of the hymn of the day, "From your house when I return, may my heart within me burn. And at evening, let me say, I have walked with God today." Yes, as we come to the temple of the Lord our God, here at Chapel in the Pines, you and I have walked with God today. Observe the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. God bless you as you keep it holy. As you remember the Sabbath, as you observe the Sabbath, as you make it holy, and as you rest from all your labors to come and thank Him for all the gifts and the blessings He has given you and your family in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, unto life everlasting. Amen.